$2 gasoline on the horizon.
Prices will remain on the high side for a while.
Bill Bradley scoffs at Super Tuesday polls.
People aren't going to listen to the pollsters, and they're not going to listen to the pundits.
And so does John McCain.
We are going to send a message that change is on the way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. At many self-service gas stations, you can pay at the pump, and we'll really pay at the pump this spring and summer. The Department of Energy says retail gasoline prices will surge, with regular priced at $1.80 a gallon or even higher, even if OPEC boosts production. Bill Glasgow is Business Week magazine's energy editor.
It'll take time to get the oil from there to here, and even if OPEC raises its production 800,000 barrels a day this year and about 1.75 million next year, as the DOE forecasts, prices will remain on the high side for a while.
AAA sees no impact on summer driving plans, a spokesman saying the economy is strong and people have the money to go on vacation. Now this.
Let's say you got into a car accident.
Oh, boy.
Worse yet, let's say you didn't have a State Farm agent to call.
Uh-oh.
Instead, you had some cut-rate car insurance with cut-rate service to match. How would you feel then?
I'm lonely.
Kinda lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
All alone.
Wish I had someone.
Don't want to feel all alone?
To call on the phone.
Go with the good neighbor service you get only with a State Farm agent.
When people in your office need stuff, they come to you. Writing stuff, erasing stuff, paper stuff, fax stuff, all kinds of stuff. Which means you have to get the stuff and get it fast. But you still have lots of other stuff you need to do. Well, that's why there's OfficeMax.com. 20,000 office supply products at your fingertips. And with fast next business day delivery on orders over $50, you can get it done and get on to more important stuff. So you might say, for office managers, OfficeMax.com is the stuff dreams are made of. OfficeMax.com. Business simplified. Delivery within trading areas. See website for details.
It's the eve of Super Tuesday, an event that could seal the deal for the remaining presidential hopefuls. Our coverage begins with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss, live in Los Angeles.
Hoping tomorrow's 13 primaries will give new life to his campaign rather than end it, John McCain is vowing to fight on to reform big money politics, citing as an example the so-called independent attack ads against him paid for by a pair of wealthy Texans.
This is a disgrace. Governor Bush has refused to tell these people to take these ads down. They're cronies of his.
McCain told students at UCLA, without reform, democracy is at risk, and told them if the Republican Party doesn't start reaching beyond its base, it will become obsolete. George W. Bush was also campaigning in Los Angeles today. CBS News correspondent David Dow is with him.
In a final day-long search for votes in this state of broad diversity, Bush toured and spoke at the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Museum of Tolerance.
For all its flaws, I believe our nation is chosen by God and commissioned by history to be the model to the world of justice and inclusion and diversity without division.
Earlier, Bush seemed to be looking past the primaries as he minimized his rift with McCain. I don't think the fracture is much of a fracture, he said. I'm David Dow in Los Angeles with the latest on Democrat Al Gore's campaign. Here's Lou Miliano in New York.
Well, some here at Al Gore's last campaign stop here in New York say they're still undecided between him and Bill Bradley. They concede he's very popular here in the gay and lesbian community.
It is not just because of Clinton's coattails.
No, if it were, he wouldn't be doing so well.
So well overall, in fact, Gore focused on specific interest groups on this last day before the New York primary, a health care center, Jewish leaders, and here at a gay and lesbian services center. Lou Miliano, CBS News, New York.
CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein covered a Bradley event this afternoon.
This could be Bradley's last hurrah. Polls show him well behind Al Gore in every state holding a Democratic contest. He's saying he has to have several wins in order to keep this campaign going, and political pundits are saying his campaign is all but over. These supporters, though, are cheering him like he's a winner. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, with the Bradley campaign in New York City.
Police stood guard outside, and counselors were available inside as classes resumed at Buell Elementary School in Mount Morris Township, Michigan, where a six-year-old girl was shot and killed by a classmate last week. The school's flag flew at half-staff in memory of Kayla Rolland. Before the Amadou Diallo shooting, New York City had the case of Abner Louima, the Haitian immigrant who was sodomized with a broom handle in a police station restroom. Today, a federal court jury found Charles Schwartz and two other officers guilty of conspiracy to obstruct justice for falsely claiming that Schwartz was elsewhere during the attack. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. The internet has done more than change business, it's changed the world. How can your company keep its competitive edge in this new global economy? First, remember, change is good. Be prepared to move fast, rethink, revise, react. Stay lean and mean on the web. Your site should have a nice look, clean design, and faster downloads. Master your destiny. Plan a variety of different scenarios and what-ifs to prepare for an uncertain future. Provide exceptional customer service. Empower your customers with choice, control, and knowledge. And think outside the box. Invent new business models. It's all about ideas, innovation, and drive.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with the quality and reliability you demand to make your business more profitable. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
50 million bucks will buy a lot of donuts. Keith and Carol Gorgian of Elgin, Minnesota have come forward to claim one-third of Saturday's $150 million Powerball lottery jackpot. Keith Gorgian, a 37-year-old machinist, says he'll keep his job, and the first thing he plans to do with the money is buy donuts for his co-workers. They induct some major stars into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. Lisa Carlin of Entertainment Weekly has a preview.
His fiery guitar playing has influenced hundreds of would-be guitarists. Eric Clapton is not a new face at the Rock Hall of Fame. He was inducted with the bands Cream and the Yardbirds. Tonight, the musician, who turns 55 later this month, will be honored for his extensive solo work.
Do you believe in
They've hardly had a career like Clapton's, but the good timey band from the 60s, the Lovin' Spoonful, will be inducted, as will Earth, Wind & Fire, James Taylor, and Bonnie Raitt. Lisa Carlin for CBS News, New York.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was visiting the southeastern Czech Republic today when two men shouting death to American imperialism tossed eggs in her direction. Albright's dress was splattered. Her security detail took the brunt of the assault, and she laughed it off, saying, "We got up too early for breakfast, so here are our eggs." Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. The internet has done more than change business, it's changed the world. How can your company keep its competitive edge in this new global economy? First, remember, change is good. Be prepared to move fast, rethink, revise, react. Stay lean and mean on the web. Your site should have a nice look, clean design, and faster downloads. Master your destiny. Plan a variety of different scenarios and what-ifs to prepare for an uncertain future. Provide exceptional customer service. Empower your customers with choice, control, and knowledge. And think outside the box. Invent new business models. It's all about ideas, innovation, and drive.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with the quality and reliability you demand to make your business more profitable. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
Tough day for blue-chip stocks. The Dow Industrial's down 196 points to 10,170. The Nasdaq slipped almost 10 points to 4904. They don't like it in France when English words creep into the language. Today, the Ministry of Finance banned the terms email and startup from official usage. The French government's term for email is courrier électronique, and a French internet startup company is called a jeune pousse. That means young plant. Whether these phrases take root in the language remains to be seen. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.